Joining me live in Master Control, it's David Green. He is the president of the board of directors at Acme Art Company. Good morning.
Morning, Patrick.
How are you today?
I'm just fine as a frog's hair.
That's wonderful. We're here to talk about the Acme Art Company, which is involved with its ninth annual art auction happening tomorrow. And it's really a great benefit, obviously a benefit to the Acme Art Company itself. And it really says something about the community, how they can reach out and help the Acme Art Company and help the arts community in general in this mm-hmm. Columbus town, and which is a great thing. And I'm glad to have you here to talk about what's happening tomorrow and a little bit about Acme in general. First, this year, it's not the same location as last year. Auction was, of course, the 8th annual auction was at the Little Brothers in the Short North.
That's correct.
And this year, it's at a different building.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Smith Brothers Hardware Company building, which is a historical building in town. Can you tell us a little bit about why that was chosen and what it, maybe what people can expect to see when they walk in there?
Well, it's interesting. Retail Planning Associates, RPA, the company that is allowing us to use the lobby, the first floor of the building, kind of is reflective of the spirit of Acme and also what has happened in the Short North, in that they saw the building, the Smith Brothers building, and said, yeah, we can do something with that. And they did, which is really cool. And that's kind of the spirit of what Acme does as well. And I'm sure a lot of the artists associated with Acme have always looked at the Smith Brothers building and thought, gosh, what a great bunch of studios that would make, or wouldn't it be great to have an art show there? And RPA is graciously allowing us to do that. And it's a confirmation that the arts are important to the community and also to the people in the community on a personal level. I mean, that's one of the things that's really exciting about the auction every year, and this one in particular, is that individuals come forth, the individual artists, and hand over their artwork and say, here, you know, auction this off and keep the gallery open for everybody. And all of the sponsors, basically everybody that's involved in one fashion or another with this are reaffirming that, much the same way that your member listeners call in their pledges.
Mm, right. And isn't it a wonderful thing, actually, for some listeners out there that may have not have been traveling on that side of town recently, are they going to find a brand new Smith Brothers building built upon the site that the old one was on? Or this building hasn't been used in years,
right,
for various reasons. And has it been rebuilt?
Well, fortunately, the original building was constructed in such a way that the main structure of the building had its integrity. They just had to go in. This is my impression. I don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They just basically had to go in, clean it out, and rebuild all, you know, like the electrical, the plumbing, get new windows and things of that nature. But for the most part, the integrity of the building was there. So it's a renovated version of what was there before.
Wonderful. Sounds like a very interesting place to have an art exhibit and auction.
Everybody's really excited about it.
Tomorrow is the day, and 7 p.m. is the preview for this Acme Art Company's ninth annual art auction. It's happening at the Smith Brothers Hardware Company on North 4th Street. 580 is the address there. And 8 p.m. is the auction. The honorary chairman is Denny Griffith, and joining me in Studio A right now, David Green, the president of the board of directors at the Acme Art Company. Can you tell me a little bit about the outsider artists and the contributions that they, and maybe some local artists that that are being put into the auction for this benefit?
Well, Acme has a wide-ranging membership. We've got people that are professional artists that have their MFAs, instructors from OSU and CCAD, but we also have a large contingent of what are considered outsider artists or self-taught artists, people that don't have an academic degree in the arts, but they still are practicing artists. And there's a number of them that are members of Acme. Many are very long-time members, like Charles Wentz and James Biotti, Paul Volcker, Who else do I have written down here? Oh, goodness. Rick Borg and Smokey Brown, all of them are longtime residents of Central Ohio and longtime artists that are have national recognition in the outsider artist world. And with all the interest up at the Wexner Center and the show that's up there, this is an opportunity for people that want to start collecting or see what it's about or see what the local offerings are to come to the auction and bid on these pieces and potentially walk away with either, you know, a brand name like the people I just mentioned or people that are at the very beginnings of their artistic career. That's one thing that one of ACME's missions as well is to act as a forum for artists that are at the beginning of their public artistic career and gives them a chance to kind of spread their wings. And so it's not only a place to catch the seasoned professionals, but also to find the hidden gems, the people mm-hmm. that are just starting to come out of their studios and feel comfortable enough with their work to say, here, I want to put it out in public. And that's one of the reasons that ACME exists. We don't have a strict jurying process for certain shows, and our members can just bring it in and show it and say, here, this is what I do.
Wonderful. And once again, the auction is tomorrow, and it's a great opportunity if you're interested in contributing to the ACME Art Company. Of course, they'll take your contributions year-round, but this is a great opportunity because it's a fun event. It's a community event, and of course, it's one thing that really helps the ACME Art Company every year continue its success. And speaking of success, we'll talk a little bit about the Short North now. That's the Short North is a thriving part of Columbus right now. It's,
yes.
It's one of the very few places that is really, well, actually there's a lot of places thriving now, but is one place that has continued to thrive over the last couple of years and is basically a booming area of mm-hmm. town. What part did ACME Art Company play in this, and what do you see in the future for the Short North?
Well, the ACME was started originally by Jeff Tabor, who is a local glass artist, and he decided he wanted a place for he and his friends to show their work. This is the history as I know it. If I get it a little bit wrong, forgive me. And they were in the location that is right next to where ACME is now at 1129. That building ended up burning down. That's why there's that big empty lot there,
mm-hmm.
and the gallery had to move south. At one point, approximately 14 years ago, it was determined that it would be best for ACME to be a nonprofit gallery. Now, one of the reasons the choice of the location, anybody that's been around in Columbus for the last 14 or 15 years remembers what a horror story the Short North was. You know, you drive through with your doors locked and your windows up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, part of the, you know, economic necessity drives that, you know, the gallery opens there. And just the idea of what could be. And so it attracted other people. You know, people mm-hmm. want to come and see the artwork. And that attracts other people, and other places started showing artwork as well. And it just started the ball rolling. You know, it was a kind of a revitalization. And RPA has done a very similar thing with the Smith Brothers Hardware Building. You know, they took what looked to be a very depressed area and invested in it and saw what could happen. And as far as the future for ACME, that it's real exciting because we're getting into a new era, and continually we're getting new artists that are joining, and the people that are currently working together to produce this auction, we've got a lot of energy going. Everybody is real involved in this and in making ACME a viable thing into the next millennium.
Mm-hmm. And it's coming quickly.
Yeah, it is.
My guest today is David Green of the ACME Art Company. He is the president of the board of directors there, and we're talking about tomorrow's auction, which is the 9th annual ACME Art Company auction to benefit the ACME Art Company itself. And it's being held in the Smith Brothers Hardware Company building on North 4th Street, 580 North 4th Street, Tomorrow at 8 p.m. is the auction. Along with the auction, what else can we find there if we show up? Well, if we show up at 7 p.m., it's a preview, but
right.
What else are we going to find?
A lot of food from, well, let me see the list here. North Market vendors. Gosh, I'm sorry, I don't have the list of all the different people that are contributing food.
Some of the finest restaurants in Columbus.
Thank you. Well, yeah, really.
Really?
No, a lot of people are very excited about this, mm-hmm. and this is everybody's chance to put on their best clothes.
Absolutely.
And have a really cool, you know, sophisticated swing in time. Music is going to be provided by Paul Brown, Jeff McCargish, Luis Biava, and Chris Saetti. They're doing a string quartet, and that's going to be real nice. If your listeners aren't familiar with the work of Paul Brown, he's a local guitar player, Jeff McCargish also. I'm not familiar with Luis Biava and Chris Saetti, but I'm sure that if they're playing with Paul and Jeff, they're no pikers. They're
that's
bound
right.
to be really good. Also, I just wanted to mention real quick, people say, how do you get to the Smith Brothers Hardware Building? Because it's sitting there nestled in amongst 670, and people mm-hmm. just have no idea how to get there unless they go past it on a regular basis. If you're coming from downtown, go north on 4th Street. You'll go over the bridge, and it'll be right there on your right at the traffic light. Or if you're coming from High Street, head east on Goodale, past the north end of the convention center. So head east on Goodale, and that takes you right to the entrance to the parking lot at Smith Brothers.
You'll drive right into the building if you go just,
well, you'll drive right into the parking
okay.
lot.
Okay.
So, and we'll have volunteers out there helping to direct parking. And it's amazing how many people have turned out to volunteer help with this production. It's really gratifying to see the community saying, yeah, this kind of thing's important to us.
The Acme Art Company's 9th annual art auction is nearly underway. Everything's in place and getting ready for the big day tomorrow. So actually, as David mentioned, if you're interested in volunteering, maybe there'll be some information there tomorrow that you can gather or talk to some people that if you want to help out
yes.
next time. And it's a yearly thing, and it's a great benefit for a nonprofit organization. Like Acme Art Company. If you contribute to this station because you enjoy music, you enjoy great programming, and you enjoy art, this is a great outlet to contribute. Acme Art Company's 9th annual art auction tomorrow. Once again, Smith Brothers Hardware Company, 580 North 4th Street. If you have any specific questions right now, you're welcome to call us here in the studio, 821-9223. But if you have general questions, please call the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 299-4003, and along with the auction, we're going to hear some music. So how about some Paul Brown right now?
I think that's a real good idea.
Okay. Thank you for dropping in, David, and have a wonderful weekend.
Well, thank you, Patrick.
Here's Paul Brown's Science Gravy Orchestra from his CD that you can pick up around town, and well, maybe you can find it at the auction. We'll see.